This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat. And the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental body. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, raising up, rising up into perfect unity. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and the violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We now ask our beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens and connects you to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And I thank thee. It is done. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing. Just focus on centering yourself even more than you may have already done. Just focus on relaxing and letting go. As you take a deep breath now, breathing in through your nose, hold it for a few seconds, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath, breathing in the light. And exhale out any darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. And with each descending number, just let yourself relax even deeper and deeper with each descending number. Just let yourself go. 5. 4. Relaxing, letting go. 3. Deeper and deeper, letting go of the extremities of your body. 2. Deeper still. And 1. Feeling deeply relaxed, completely letting go now of your physical form as you focus in your etheric body and become aware of the alignment of your chakra centers, those wheels of force, those wheels of energy. See those 9 chakras now that have become activated and reactivated within all of you, and the perfect alignment of your spinal cord. And if they're 1 or 2 seem out of alignment, just with your intent and your visualization, just bring them back into perfect alignment. And once they're in alignment, starting with your Earth Star Chakra, just below your feet, that connection to Gaia, to Mother Earth, keeps you grounded to the Earth for now. Now, see that as a deep earth brown color. And with each ascending chakra, feel the vibration increase in each one as you raise the intensity of the color in each one as well. So moving on to the root chakra, deep ruby red, bright, brilliant red. And feel the vibration there. Feel the vibration also in your Earth Star chakra as well, just below your feet. And again, the connection to the earth and the vibration that you may be feeling there. As you move up to the next chakra, bright, brilliant orange, the sacral area. Into the solar plexus, bright, brilliant yellow as the sun. To the heart center, deep blue-green. Balance point between the upper chakras and the lower chakras. A high heart center, beautiful magenta color. To the throat area, sky blue. To the middle of the forehead, the third eye center. Purple or indigo, the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver, and finally, soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now, with your intent, with your visualization, simply bring all of those chakras together into your soul star chakra. Just merge them all in as one, all coming together in oneness in that soul star chakra, creating now your light body or your Merkaba light vehicle. And it helps if you see that as a three-dimensional, six-pointed star. Now, within that three-dimensional, six-pointed star, within that Merkaba in your light vehicle, or in your light body, find your conscious knowing self moving into that, as if you were moving into a small scout ship. And as you move into it, do not be just pure essence now, but have a form, have a bodily form within that, as if you were in your body sitting in that Merkaba light vehicle, but your light body, not your physical form. Your physical form you've already left. Feel yourself in that as if you were in a small ship and beginning to travel upward now. But rather than moving all the way up through the sky and inch past the Earth's atmosphere, like we normally do. Move up into the sky, but now you can see in the etheric now, as you are in the etheric realm. And the etheric realm, parallel to the physical realm, parallel to the third dimensional realm, always there, but being unable to be seen with the third eye vision, or rather with the third dimensional vision, but with your etheric vision and your astral vision, you can see into the astral and etheric worlds. And in this etheric world are cities of light. And the city of light, just over Sedona, Arizona, find yourself moving to that city of light. Just let yourself move right to that city of light in Arizona above the Sedona area. It encompasses quite a large area. And allow yourself to move toward that city in your etheric and your astral body, in your Merkaba light vehicle. And just move until you've entered the city. And look around the city now and see it as a city of light. But more than that, there are crystalline structures everywhere, crystalline forms of all kinds, all different colors, and all of those colors emanating, all of those crystalline structures emanating a vibrational frequency, a high vibrational frequency. And you can feel that frequency, because you are matched to it now. your vibration in your etheric body, and which is your energy body, is resonating to the same vibration now as this etheric city of light. So as you move around in this city, notice the various temples, the various buildings, not of three-dimensional nature though, but of more of what you remember from pictures you've seen of Atlantis or Lemuria, various temples, but also notice the water, the fountains, perhaps waterfalls you are seeing as well, but pay particular attention to one of the fountains that is there and move toward that fountain now. And in your etheric body, in your energy body, for you are in an etheric city here, and again, matching to the vibration here, let your etheric body, which is connected, of course, to your astral body and your physical body as well, move into that fountain, that water fountain, and notice the difference as you move into it from a third dimensional fountain on Earth to what this is like, the vibrational frequency that you feel, the resonance. Always remember the resonance is what is so important because it resonates to the cellular structure in your physical body as well as to your astral body, the emotional astral body, as well as to the chakras in your etheric body. All resonating together, all working together. And immerse yourself now in this fountain and feel it. Just as when you walk into a shower and you shower off all of the extremities of your body and you feel refreshed when that shower. But feel the difference here, the consciousness in this water, again, matches also to the consciousness within you. And you can feel that vibrational frequency, that high vibration moving through you, that high energy moving through you, through your etheric body, your astral body, and again, also still connected to your physical form. So you may even feel some of this in your physical body as you're doing this experience. Allow yourself to immerse yourself in this water. This water of consciousness, this water of life, and feel all of the toxins in your body just melting away, flushing away. For you all have those toxins of various kinds and types, and some more, some less in your physical bodies because of all of the contaminants that have entered your body over the many years in this lifetime. But feel them now flushing away in this water. Immerse yourself in this energy and this love for high vibrational frequencies, such as in this city of light, is also matched to the frequency of love as well. Love and oneness. Feel the oneness in the water itself, the connection to the consciousness, and again, the resonance that moves through now all of the cells in your physical body as well. All connecting and flushing out the toxins in your physical body. First, of course, in your etheric, then your astral, and your physical. Now allow yourselves to come out of the water feeling completely refreshed, completely cleansed, and begin to move back towards your physical form. Come back. If you left your Merkaba light vehicle, that would be acceptable. Or if you stayed in it, that is also acceptable as well. Come back now in your Merkaba light vehicle, your light body. Come back to your physical body. But as you enter your physical form, still feel the resonance of that energy from that water of life, that high frequency water. And feel a release as you enter your physical body, a release where all of the toxins in your physical body have just washed away. And the more that you believe that that has happened, the more that it will indeed have happened. So trust. Trust in your intent and trust in your visualization, your ability to image in whatever it is that you want in your life. For now, in these moments, it is imperative that you release more and more of the toxins in your body. So as of right now, all of the toxins in your body have been released, have been flushed away, as long as you do believe that. Trust. Now, let yourself come back into a complete state of consciousness and relaxation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Ashtar. I come to be with you at this time to tell you to have no fear. For what does fear do when one has it and continues to hold it within themselves? Fear holds them to the third dimensional illusion. It keeps them in this spiral that the forces of darkness want to hold you in. They want to hold you back, keep you tied to this illusion. But if you let go of fear, then you are freeing yourself of those binds and ties to that illusion. You are freeing yourself to soar above that illusion and move into the higher vibrational frequencies of the fifth dimension and beyond. Fear holds you back. Fear is an attachment. Let go of those attachments. And find the control within your thoughts as well. More and more, learn to control your thoughts. You have so many thoughts every moment of every day. But purify those thoughts more and more. And whenever there is a thought, a negative thought, just let it be, let it pass, and move on to a new positive thought. And again, a new positive thought. And before you realize it, you will have no more fear. All of the things that are happening in your external world, where they are attempting to hold you to the propaganda and the negativity and the fear-mongering, all of this, it will have no sway over you anymore, will no longer hold you back, for you are destined to be free. So allow yourselves to continue to control your thoughts, to maintain higher vibrational thoughts more and more. And remember, as you do that for yourself, and you put those positive thoughts out into the universal mind, you are sending the thoughts to all people across the planet that can take those thoughts into themselves as well. So So you are helping the unity consciousness across the planet, the more that you control your thoughts. And then another will then control their thoughts as well and put positive thoughts out into the universal mind. And they will be picked up by another and another and another. And this is how the Great Awakening is happening across the planet. And know that as these external things are happening now, and you are witnessing various things of negative vibration, know that we in our ships are watching over you, and we will not allow, and I repeat, not allow anything of major significance to occur to the planet. No nuclear weapons can be exploded anywhere. No new plandemic can take effect. Not because we are keeping that from happening, but because you are keeping it from happening, because you are in the process of not complying anymore. You, again, the collective you, not complying, not going along with the status quo. The status quo is third dimensional vibration. You do not want the status quo anymore. You want change. Change is inevitable, and change is exactly what you came here to bring as the system busters, the ones that are here to bust this system wide open. And indeed, you are doing exactly that. For the system is changing. It is destined to change. It is changing. And the new system that you are creating with those positive thoughts, with that positive visualization that you are utilizing whenever you think about it, you are creating the new world, the new fifth dimensional expression world. And that is of your intent and under your control. Not our control. We are here to guide and assist and to stop anything of major significance that those of the forces of darkness would attempt to bring upon you, but they cannot. So again, have no fear. And as always, continue to trust. Trust in the great universal plan. Trust in the God force, the creator force, to bring you all through this. And then we are here to assist and to move at a moment's notice when that signal is given. And it is coming closer and closer to that. You spoke earlier of the precipice in your discussion, and the precipice is right there in front of you. And we would say to you to not hold back from the precipice, for that is what many, many people will do. Yes, you can look at it as do not follow those over the edge of the cliff, but that is the old three-dimensional way of looking at this, the precipice. The new higher vibrational way of looking at it is move right up to the precipice. Let go of all attachments. Learn to control your thoughts, and you will be ready to step off of that precipice and fly, soar, up into the heavens of your own being. So trust, and when you are ready, you will be able to step off that precipice. I am Ashtar, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue to move through these remaining years or even months of the old three-dimensional way of looking at things. Mani Padme Om Ma Om Mani Padme Om Ma Om Ma Om. Greetings to you. One is served here. Shoshana is here, and we are ready to continue this program that we started with this group some time ago. And to all of those that resonate to these words and our messages that we bring forth, that we continue to assist you in bringing you forward in your training. And yes, indeed, you are in training. You are in training as the chelas, the students of those of us, the ascended ones, to assist you to become those of us, to become ascended ones as well. And this is your training program. You could say this is your boot camp, if you will. But you have all moved through the boot camp, and you are moving now through the higher level of training. And that is where you are now, and ready to move to the next level, or the next phase, if you will. And that phase has already begun. The phase that you are seeing now, the ending part of the movie, if you will, that is right there now in front of you. And again, as Ashtar had said, have no fear through this, because fear will hold you back. Love and letting go of fear will move you forward. Step forward, one step after another. And you will find as you do that, that you are stepping in the moment and remaining in the moment and remaining in that higher vibration of the moment, and cannot fall back as you have done in many lifetimes previous to this. We are ready for your questions if you have them. Would there be any questions?
Yes, I have a question. Hi. There was a ring around the moon last night. It was a cloudy night, and then you could see around it quite far away a subtle circle around it. It was quite large, and the moon looked full. And I tried to take some pictures, and every photo there was the moon and a glow with a little bit of different colors around it, but you had to zoom in to see it. And that was all. That was on a black kind of circle shape, which was not visible in the actual sky. But in the photograph, every photo I took, there was a black circle around this moon and glow. And I just wondered what that was about.
We would say here that you are the one of those that has the eyes to see. And there are so many more that do not have the eyes to see this, so they will not see things as you have seen them. And in a picture, more can appear in one of your photographs than what you can see with your physical eyes. So those that operate with only their physical eyes do not have the same sight as you. But you that have opened your third eye to work with those physical eyes, you can now see. You see? Shoshana, do you have anything you add here? Very good. Was this sufficient for you?
I just wondered what the significance of the black was.
We would ask you what you think it was. Because you, when you saw this, you had a sense of this, did you not?
Not till later. I didn't, again, it was not visible in the night sky, just in the photos. But it was not till this morning I thought, hey, that kind of looks a bit like the image I've been seeing of myself with a kind of like a halo glow around me. And then the dark would represent, I guess, the unknown. That's kind of that's the closest I could figure out.
Then we would say that you are quite accurate, because what comes to you within you is for you, not for others. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Would there be other questions here?
Good morning, Moses here. And I have a little bit of a political question. For many years now, we have been very excited about the Trump and everything that he's brought to the table. However, my heart is a little confused with the way in he continues to support the what we understand to be the deep state Zionist regime, which doesn't represent believers on either side of the conflict. And the fact that also a speaker of the House recently here in America, it's supportive of this terrible regime, has made me wonder where whether we should be continue to support this initiative. I mean, for the longest, we had the feeling that this, you know, that a lot of positive change was going to come through this president. But now I am a little confused. Please advise. Thank you.
Share.
Yes, please do. Mm-hmm.
We can share here, dear brother. May we offer a perspective here?
Of course. Thank you.
Dear brother, the one unifier known as Trump supports the people of Israel, supports the Jewish people, the people that stand for peace, the people that stand for unity, the people that stand for compassion and love. What you are given here through your news outlet is not really the truth, you see. The Israelis have lived in unison with the Palestinians, with the Palestinian people for decades now. And those people that are just regular people that go to work and make dinners for their families and have parties and join together as family are the people that see their neighbors of Palestine as the same, you see. There is a faction in every part of the world that wants war, that wants hatred, that perpetrates hatred among people and division, you see. The one Trump is talking to the Israeli people, the peace-loving people, the Palestinian people, the peace-loving Palestinians. He is talking to them. He is not talking to the leaders. He knows them. He does not like them. But he is on a world stage, you see, and he must stand for something. So he stands for the people. When he was asked about the war between the Ukrainian people and the Russian people, and who he wished to win that war, his reply was simple: I wish for people to stop dying. He did not give a side, you see. And he will not give a side, but he has what you call optics, and he must stand for the Jewish people, but he stands for all of them, you see. That is what we can tell you. He does not stand for the hatred or the war. He does not wish for that. Namaste.
And we would add here that unity consciousness is about unity, not about division. And those of the forces of darkness attempt to do everything they can to divide one religion against another, one race against another, one sex against another, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it is all about dividing everyone up, bringing you to a point where you are against your brothers and sisters. And the more that you can forget all of that and find yourself united with one another, then you will find peace. Then you will find contentment and happiness and joy and oneness and all of these things. But in, as long as they continue to keep the world population divided in whatever way that they attempt to do, then there will be no peace. There will be no oneness. There will be no final joy here. So do everything that you can, as Ashtar said, to stay out of fear, and do not take sides. There is no side to take here. There is only one unity. That is all. Okay?
Can I piggyback a little bit on Moses's question? I've always supported Trump, and I'm a little confused about his stance on the vaccine. He's not going against the vaccine. He's not talking about people dying, and he's still encouraging people to take the vaccine. Is this just some kind of a psyop or a propaganda? I don't know. I'm confused about his stance on the vaccine. Help.
His stance on the vaccine changed from the beginning, where he encouraged those to take it. That was before he knew that it was tainted. And once he knew that, the story has changed. He is no longer pushing the vaccine. There is no reason for anyone to take that vaccine, or for that matter, any other vaccine at this point, because they are not vaccines. Certainly the one that was for the so-called COVID was and is still a bioweapon, as they are calling it now. And the one, Trump, is all for the people and does not want the division, does not want the anything to do with the deep state cabal to win here. So he is not pushing for the vaccine any longer. That was a temporary step that he felt he needed to take to hasten the plan of the dark forces to show themselves. And that is what has happened. They are much ahead of their original plan for the control and the takeover of the world population, and also the lessening of the world population in terms of depopulation. So do not be concerned about this one. He is all for the people, and he is certainly on track for coming back into the limelight of the world picture here. Not just this country, but the world picture. Okay? Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We can add, but nothing that has not been said before, but we can add here if you wish for us to add more to the story, dear sister.
Of course.
Dear sister, we are not, we most are not truly aware of all that is going on, you see. There's not one single thing to look at or to choose a person based on their view of one thing, you see. These are chess moves. These are chess moves against dark and light. And this one is attempting in every way to bring about world peace. That is his entire focus, you see. He wishes to bring about world peace. He wishes to decorrupt the world governments, including the government of the United States for America. He wishes for that. But he is working within a corrupted system. He is working within a difficult very difficult scenario of being watched constantly, watching his moves, what he will do, and he has won the people over, you see. He is saying what he wishes, not, he is not discussing his opinion. He is not saying, this is my opinion or that opinion. He is saying, this is what I will bring about for you, and that is peace. And that is what you must focus on, and that is what you must stand for to create the world you wish to create. Namaste.
Very good. Before we ask if there are any more questions, please, someone needs to mute your phone. Very good. Then would there be any more questions? We need to release channel here.
I just want to say one thing.
Yes.
About the about the ring around the moon last night. One of our members, Shell Demande, sent me a picture in an email exactly what was talked about earlier about that full moon. So it got sent out in an email. And so you can all check it out. Cheers.
Yes, thank you. That was me, Michelle. It was just I didn't realize it was being sent from that address. But yeah, that was me.
Cool.
Very good. There's your confirmation. Any other further questions here?
I was just going to ask regarding Trump coming back onto the stage. Do you see that as being this year, 2023?
We're not going to move into time frames here, but we will say in terms of probability and possibility, it is very, very possible that yes, indeed, it will be at the end or perhaps the beginning of the next. But world events, not just events here in this country of the United States, but world events, will determine how exactly this will continue to play out. Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We'll add that he is for the people, and that is all one needs to understand. And he is working outside the frame of government, but he is doing much for the movement in consciousness, you see. He is doing what he can do, and he is completely for world peace and for unity consciousness, and that is all you need to know. Whether he becomes a president in 2023 or 2024 or never, he is the one that will unify the world. Namaste.
Very good. We take one more question. If there is, then we need to release John.
Yes, there is one. Thank you for being kind enough. Okay, so for a while now, I've been, in my vision, lifting people, the world, myself, up into our pyramid of light, surrounding with the crystals. You might know of this, guys, out there, because I always call you guys in when I'm doing this. So, some of you or whatever. But and then of course there's the two pyramids together, melding together becomes the Merkaba, and then also two pyramids in another way becomes a diamond type of a shape. And of course we got the Egyptian pyramids. Could you say something about the pyramid, the shape of the pyramid, what it's all about, why it's so powerful, and maybe how best to use it?
We will say to you that the shape of the pyramid is ancient. It comes from way before the evolution here on this planet. Many systems, many stars far, far away here have worked with this shape, with this type of transducer of energy. And that is what the pyramid has been used for, the various pyramids have been used for here on this planet during your evolution here. But it is very high vibrational technology that has been used. It is also because of the vibrational frequency and the resonance that it creates, it also has established various portals from other worlds to come through, such as in your Stargate movie, you see? So it is all connected here.
We wish to share.
Yes, please.
We can give our perspective on the pyramid. The energy that is produced or reorganized and re-energized within the pyramidal shape creates perfection, you see. So you can put a glass of water inside a pyramid and it will rearrange the organisms within the water, the cellular structure of the water, to make a perfect water. It will rearrange the organisms or the cellular structure of anything within the pyramidal structure to create perfection within that structure. It is a healing force. It is an energetic force. It is a perfect balance, you see, that is created within the perfection of the pyramidal shape. That is why it is used in many, many, many ancient arts and sciences to perfect that which is contained within it. There are even individuals to this day that will sleep inside a perfect pyramid and receive perfection in their sleep and perhaps take their time of sleep down to maybe 1 or 2 hours a day. This is all within your sciences, and it has been charted in your sciences, written in your sciences, but hidden from you. Namaste.
Very good.
Okay, wait. Sorry, can I just ask you, do you mean a pyramid of light they're sleeping in, or they're literally a material pyramid? Are both just as powerful? What's the situation?
It is a pyramid made from particular materials of the earth that is material, you see. It is a structure. Mm-hmm. Namaste.
Okay, thank you. Wow.
Very good. Then we are ready to release channel. Shoshana, do you have anything you wish to impart here in closing?
We do not.
Very good. Then we just say to, just as many have said, to stay out of fear throughout the continuing processes that move on here. As things begin to change more and more, as you come closer and closer to the proverbial precipice here, stay out of fear, know that all is well, and you are exactly where you need to be in the exact moment. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.